Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we want to hear a testimony by Wayne Simeon. He was a former NBA player for the Miami Heat championship team. And when you hear his personal testimony, it's actually so exciting and greatly encouraging. Listen up.
I can remember one particular moment that I think really brought me to a low point. We just finished winning, a big game, big nationally televised game. I played well. The team had played well. And I can remember being out celebrating afterwards. I can remember having some random guy, didn't know who he was, coming up to me, and he basically said, "Man, Wayne, I wish I had your life." I remember as soon as he said that, it was literally like I got punched in the face. On the inside, he really didn't know what was going on. He didn't really understand the gravity and the magnitude of the unfulfillment that I had in my heart. Started out just as a young boy with a carefree attitude, who was gifted with some athletic ability and who just really enjoyed to play sports. Just began to excel at basketball, and that's when things kind of changed. I began to receive some notoriety because of my athletic ability to win some awards, and what was once just something that I did for fun then turned into something that became a selfish ambition to receive more glory from other people and from the things that I could attain from it. Just as I began to excel and to achieve my dreams, whether it was in terms of championships, in terms of going to the university that I'd always dreamed of, playing at the University of Kansas, winning conference championships there and going to Final Fours, having a future in the NBA, having access to drugs and alcohol and girls. Basically, during that time, I had everything that the world said should make you happy as a 20-year-old college athlete. But yet, because I was so performance-driven, because I was so worried about what other people thought about me and wanted to gain their approval, that at the first sign of any conflict, any struggle, whether it was a loss, whether it was a poor performance, whether it was an injury, whether it was public ridicule in the papers or by fans, emotionally I would just be crushed. Just remember crying out to God for Him to show me someone or something. Lord, show me something that's truly worth giving my life to. A few weeks later, I would run into some Christians. They shared with me the gospel in a dynamic way. They told me about Jesus Christ and the things that He had done with His life. They shared with me how He died for the forgiveness of my sins and that He had a purpose and a plan for my life. And that's something that I'd never heard before. God had something for me to do here on earth. I gave my life to the Lord in July 12, 2003, and my life was completely transformed from the inside out. I had played for myself and played for the applause of the crowd for so long that I really had no idea how to compete outside of that. And God had to show me how to do that. He showed me that that I can compete and that I could play for his glory, that I could compete and play and live as an act of worship to him for what he had done. And when that became the motivation of why I stepped on that court, that's where the freedom came, to where it didn't matter if I scored 30 points or if I didn't score any points at all. That if the posture of my heart, if the posture of how I lived, if the motivation for why I did things was to glorify and honor God, that I knew at the end of the day, he would be pleased with me. As that became the motivation of why I played, those were the two best years of my career. I became an All-American, Big 12 Player of the Year, and because of the freedom that came from playing and competing for Jesus. When I first walked into the locker room, there was a lot of skepticism. They heard that I was a Christian, and their comments were, "This won't last long." It was really intimidating. I can even remember a few of the guys on the side literally taking cash money bets on me with how long it would take me to fall. You know, as time went on, as my rookie year had passed, then I had remained firm in my faith and began to have the opportunities to share with my teammates in the NBA locker room and how Jesus had transformed my life. That's when I began to start to feel their support. They began to pull for me. It was amazing the lesson that I learned from that. It's not necessarily the championship ring, celebrating with champagne in the locker room, parade in the city, hoisting the championship trophy, but it was seeing how quickly that glory would fade. Moving on to the next year, as the team struggled, swept out of the playoffs, and I could remember the Lord bringing a scripture verse to mind after that championship. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24, "The man in all his glory are like the flowers in the grass of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but it's only the word and the will of God that stands forever." Seeing how that eternal truth had matched up directly with the experience of winning that championship, it's really when the word of God and his will became something that I wanted to completely pursue. And it's really something that led me to step away from professional basketball and to be a part of something that's not only going to influence and change my life, but have the influence to change the lives of so many people around me. And not just for a moment's time, but for eternity. It's a great feeling in knowing who you were made to be and to know what you were made to live for. My name is Wayne Simeon, and I am second.
What a powerful testimony. It's Wayne Simeon, former NBA World Championship member of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's powerful.
It's amazing. So many times we think that we're going through struggles or going through, things that we're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
But, Wayne Simeon shows that it's, everybody's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone puts on pants the same. Everyone does everything, puts on clothes
one
the same.
One leg at a time.
One leg at a time. And he found out that it wasn't about him. Sometimes with a talent or a gifting, we can believe that we are the gift, that we are the talent. Well, no matter what it is we do, whether it's education, we're smart, or you're a good worker, you're a great athlete, if you've been blessed with even good looks or things of that, what the world would say good looks and stuff like that, all that attention, all that glory for yourself, it becomes to be self-focused and just prideful. And just in his particular case, he was always concerned with what people were thinking, because it fed into that,
Yeah.
Superstar and athlete, that's a rocky road. But this is just doesn't have to happen to an athlete. It could happen to anybody.
Right.
Right.
You know, I'm amazed that you have to be so grounded, especially, you know, you look at athletics and college at a young age and stuff like that. It makes kind of Tim Tebow an amazing young man, you know, playing in Florida, just all that type of pressure. You have 30,000 young people out there. And it's just important. It's important that we recognize whose glory we're living for.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the statement he said, you got to know what you're created for. You got to know what you're created for and for whom you were created for. That this life is not about us doing what we want to do and about the world liking us. You know, today they are saying, they have surveys that are saying that children today, what they want is to be famous. They don't want the house, they don't, you know, the careers or whatever. They're wanting to be famous. And it's not even famous for any reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this instant YouTube stuff where kids are just putting all sorts of videos. I mean, the big thing now is just trying to get recognized, getting someone to look at me,
mm-hmm.
or to get clicks or likes or comments, and they'll do anything for that attention. When you realize that God loves you, God has a plan for your life, and his eyes are upon you, you start realizing that I don't need anyone else's eyes upon me. You know, God is looking at me. He's watching me, and I have his love. I have his affection. I have his guidance, and that's enough. That's enough. I don't need the approval of men. And before the end of the extra hour, we're going to talk about the fear of the Lord and the fear of man. Because the fear of man will cause you to seek man's approval. And if you keep seeking man's approval, that means you're not seeking God's approval. And it's so important when we see a story like this with Wayne Seaman. You know, he's retired NBA now.
Mm-hmm.
He has his own ministry where he's sharing the gospel and helping people. And that's what it's all about. You got to recognize we only pass through this life one time.
One time.
And the Bible says that life is a vapor.
Right.
You know, we got to settle it in our heart. Who are we living for? Is it about us? Or is it really all about him? And he had to come to the end of himself. Maybe you're at a situation today where you're realizing, maybe it's always been about me. Maybe that's why I'm suffering the way I'm suffering and going through the things that I'm going through, and things don't ever work out because it's always about my glory. Let me tell you something. You can change that around today. You can change it all today by reaching out to Jesus Christ and accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Listen, he's your best friend. Do what Wayne did. Wayne realized that it wasn't about the money, wasn't about the fame, wasn't about the popularity, wasn't that his name was in a newspaper or on the internet, or that he was an NBA champion with a ring.
Mm-hmm.
It meant nothing if he didn't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Life has no meaning outside of God.
Mm-hmm.
It has zero meaning. You ask most people today, why do you work? And they'll say, to pay bills. It's just like the Dunkin' Donuts commercial, time to make the donuts. Mm. And you get up every morning, you go through the routine, you pay bills, you hope that everything's okay. Maybe you can take a 1 week vacation, 2 week vacation, hope nothing major happens, and just kind of live for the moment to satisfy you. There's more to life to that. There's more to life to that. You can know God, you can walk with him, you can experience his forgiveness, his love, and not just have a blessed time on this earth, but have the great expectation and the great hope for living for eternity with him. Make that decision today. Give your heart to Jesus. He'll change your world forever.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.